It is the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning, Rise and Shine, up and Adam, Bob, and Ryan. 301-694-WFMD. A little bit later on this morning, we've got a fruit basket for you.
Fruit Friday!
Yep, that's coming up.
I love it.
And want to thank my friends over there at Southside Tire and Auto for providing me a car all week to drive around.
Yes. Seen a lot
right
in that vehicle.
Right. I mean,
Southside,
I don't know how
Tire
many,
and Auto courtesy vehicle.
Right.
Courtesy of Bob Miller.
I don't know how many views we've gotten on that.
A lot.
We've gotten a lot on
about
that.
About 14,000. It's gone viral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see. Because, you know, sometimes it's funny. You click on the video and it tells you automatically how many. And then other ones. Oh, no. 2,100 people reached 1,400 views on it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, on the video, if you go to 930 WFMD's Facebook page, you'll see that. And want to thank JBC Food for taking care of us at the Great Frederick Fair.
Oh, yeah.
I just walk up and I have to have my big emblazoned logo and people tell you who they are. And thank you for taking my shirt. And, you know, because I'm done today. I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah, you know what? It's a sad day. I've enjoyed doing the show with you face-to-face. As many of you may or may not know, Bob has this studio in Florida that's just amazing. It's spacious, and it's funded by Connoisseur Media.
Yes.
It's a brand new board.
They bought the house. Brand new board.
And they're flying you back and forth.
Yeah. In a private jet.
The Connoisseur jet kind of looks like that Cleveland Indians Major League jet.
Yes, it does.
That they took off in.
It really resembles almost like a Southwest airline.
Yes.
So here's what, you know, you can pay for the upgrade, you know, to log in and get an A boarding pass or whatever.
Wait, but pause that real quick. Do you have to be vaccinated to fly back and forth on that private jet?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right.
Dr. Fauci, though. Dr. Fauci may want me to do that soon.
So the boarding pass real quick.
Yeah, the boarding pass, you know, I'm sitting there and I was talking to a very good friend of mine and his family. And I'm like, look, I hate to be rude. I'm at the fair because I go to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I got to get my boarding pass, and it's T-minus 1 minute. And I'm clicking, and get right there. And I'm on the B boarding passes. The Bs. Do they not know who I am?
They don't.
They don't.
Nor do they care.
No, they don't care. So get out of my way, A-listers, because Big B is coming next.
It is 7:15. Let's check sports.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, big night in Frederick County High School football as Oakdale and Linganore tangle. It is going to be the game of the night. It is not a game you're going to want to miss. It starts at 6:20 right here on WFMD with a kickoff and play-by-play from Steve Nibbs at 6:30. Oakdale 2-1, Linganore 3-0. Other Frederick County High School football games include Walkersville and Thomas Johnson, Frederick and Tuscarora, Boonesboro in Middletown and Clarksburg, and Urbana. All those games kicking around 6:30. The Orioles beat the San Diego. In fact, they beat the Rangers last night. Ryan Mountcastle had 30.
They play in Texas and San Diego.
Yeah. Okay, they beat the Rangers last night. Ryan Mountcastle at home run number 31. The Nats beat the Reds 3-2. The Panthers beat the Texans 24-9. That's sports.
Good morning, WFMD News. A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. Montgomery County Police say it's 20-year-old Blake Hunt of Boyd's. On Thursday, September 16th at 12 noon, police, fire, and rescue responded to the 19,700 block of Barnesville Road for a vehicle on fire with someone trapped inside. Firefighters arriving at the scene put out the flames and located a man's body inside the vehicle. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming has issued a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie. The FBI said the warrant was issued pursuant to a federal grand jury indictment related to Mr. Laundrie's activities following the death of Gabrielle Petito. The warrant was issued for the use of unauthorized devices. Authorities on Thursday resumed their search of a Florida nature reserve for Brian Laundrie, who returned home this month from a road trip without his fiancée, Gabby Petito. And Costco confirmed it will start limiting purchases on essential household products for what has become a perfect storm of supply chain delays for many retailers. Costco's chief financial officer said they are putting some limitations on key items like bath tissues, roll towels, and Kirkland's Signature Water. The wholesale retailer has already been warning customers to expect delays on select items. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 south and the accident by Baker Valley Road is gone, but nonetheless, we're still encountering delays this morning from 70 in through Hyattstown. Clarksburg to 495, no issues. 355 going to be shut down through Monday in between Campus Drive and Big Woods Road for damage due to yesterday's storms. 70 eastbound still seeing slowing in Howard County by Marriottsville Road to 29 in an accident. 81 southbound in Washington County by Route 40. That's now on the right shoulder. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Thank you, Dean. Right now, temperatures outside our studios. It is nice, 49. Cold, a bit cold. It is, you know what? It was like the second day of fall. Yeah. The temperature dropped 20-some-odd
degrees.
Hey,
did you know we're on HD radio?
Yes.
99.1.
I listen to it all the time.
99.9
HD2.
Yeah, HD2.
There you go. And so if you have HD radio, and a lot of you do, I'm listening to it in the car that
most
I have right now.
Most of you do.
Yeah, most of you do.
Most of
I
you
I have
do.
It in my truck. And yeah. Ryan, we're going to go out and check his car because he doesn't know if he has
it. I don't
not.
Have it.
I bet you do.
I don't.
I bet you do. We'll take a look.
Yeah.
We'll take a look and see if you have it. But if you do, we're like crystal clear FM stereo
we're
signal.
We're crystal clear anyway.
Right. Well, if you got the app,
yeah.
You just listen to the app through your car
and
radio.
That is
and that
service
is crystal
of
clear.
Dave's cooling and heating. And,
yeah. Everybody loves Dave.
Everybody raves.
That's right, I am.
Yeah.
I love his commercials. They got the best commercials.
Yeah.
All right. It is 7:20. The birthday is coming up next.
Did you know that the Salvation Army here in Frederick has a thrift store? Located in 902 Northeast Street, they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll score some great deals on brand name clothing, furniture, household items, and more. By purchasing, you're helping an individual or family in need get back on their feet through their various Salvation Army social services programs. Visit them on Facebook at Family Store Frederick for updates on products and sales. And if you'd like to donate or schedule a pickup, please call them at 301-631-2480.
Johnson & Johnson, quality care for your air.
This is Jason Johnson and Dale Waite with Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning. Did you know we provide quality inspections with every heating and AC installation we do and offer 10-year parts and labor warranties?
And Jason, not to brag, but we have great Google reviews. It is nearly 5-star rating. Find out more at jnjcomfort.com.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
The Del Wamsley Radio Show, now every Sunday afternoon from noon to 1 on 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Go ahead and turn us up.
That's it.
And thanks for listening. 930 WFMD.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. It is the Morning News Express. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Time now for your birthdays. A service of our friends at Mason-Dixon Barbecue with two great locations. All right, celebrate the birthday today. Say happy birthday going out to Jessica Lucas. She's 36 from Melrose Place. Ben Platt is 28. Jackie Sandler's 47. I will tell you that I know absolutely none of those people. I do know this guy, Kevin Sorbo, Hercules. He is 63 today. Nia Vardalos, she was the creator of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She is 59 today. Slipknot drummer is Sean Crahan. He's 52 today. Let's see. Also celebrating a birthday today. Football legend Mean Joe Green is 75 today. Gymnast Paul and Morgan Ham are 39. He is Paul's a three-time Olympic medalist. He won a majority of the rounds of the 2004 Olympics in Athens. And I guess Morgan, just Morgan. TV personality chef Robert Irvine is 56 today. TV personality Ross Matthews is 42. Stephanie McMahon from the WWE, she is 45 today. Local birthdays today. Blowing out the birthday candles. Let's see, getting on the Facebook here to check out my birthdays. Lots of great birthdays today. So who's blowing out those birthday candles? I'm going to tell you in just a second. All right, let's see. It is, I actually don't seem like I have anybody on my birthday list, but I know they are there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, David Brinkley's blowing out the birthday candles today. So down for the state. Also, let's see who else is blowing out the birthday candles. That's all I got on my list. It's not popping up. Something's wrong with the interweb. So we'll take a look at them coming up a little bit later on this morning. But if you've got a birthday, it does go to us. We were talking about how we weren't getting it, but it does go to us. So check it out. All right, time now, 7:24 at WFMD. It's time now for our national anthem. Our national anthem is a service of our friends at Frederick Air. It's a good call.
Thinking about replacing your old heating and cooling system, BGE Home is here to help. Trust BGE Home's certified professionals to show up on time with the industry's best warranties and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And now through September 30th, save up to $3,000 on select heating and cooling systems with 0% financing available. Why would you choose anyone else? Visit BGEHome.com. See Comfort Consultant for details. Terms and conditions apply. BGE Home is not the same company as BGE or regulated utility 10605.
Mid-Maryland's authentic free talk. A local legend. Except no substitute. 930 WFMD.
is the Morning News Express on WFMD. Just a couple seconds away from traffic and weather together. And an update with Nate Saunders at the bottom of the hour with the and Fox News. And then more Morning News Express.
Your headphones are really, really hot.
Mine?
Really hot.
No, I didn't mess with them.
Wow.
Didn't mess with them.
There's a disparity between what you're hearing over there and over there. Nevertheless, HD radio is incredible.
You're now on board with the HD?
I am on board. I don't know how many people actually have HD, but I'm on board with the sound. It sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Especially that guy when he says, when the peanut butter hits the fan. So, yeah, if you have it. But the app is good, too. I would love the app. Download the app. That was a big thing. And if you don't know how to download the app, just go to the fair today with Ryan Hedrick, and he'll show you the QR code to help you download the app. And if it doesn't work, then he'll show you how to do it.
728.
A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. More on that next, WFMD News.
930 WFMD. Traffic and weather on the 8s.
Well, it is slow. 270s. You're moving southbound primarily through Frederick County from 70 getting in through Hyattstown. No issues as you're traveling on 15 from Emmitsburg to Frederick, Point of Rocks to Luckett's and Leesburg. But in Howard County on 70 eastbound, you're under speed at your 40 to 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call. Hey.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. 48, it is nice and crisp outside as you get up and get moving. It is the Morning News Express going up to about 72, 73 today. It is Kids Day at the Great Frederick Fair. The 159th annual Great Frederick Fair hits its final days. Right now on the Morning News Express, right here with Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick on 930 WFMD.
WFMD News Time. 7:30. This is 9:30 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. Montgomery County Police say it's 20-year-old Blake Hunt of Boyd's. On Thursday, September 16th at 12 noon, police, fire, and rescue responded to the 19,700 block of Barnesville Road for a vehicle on fire with someone trapped inside. Firefighters arriving at the scene put out the flames and located a man's body inside the vehicle. Police say their preliminary investigation has determined that Hunt was traveling north on Barnesville Road when his vehicle left the right side of the roadway. It struck several large fencing poles and some trees before coming to rest and catching fire. The crash remains under investigation. And several firearms offenses have been filed against a Frederick man who was arrested on Wednesday. Police say 30-year-old Andre Brown was taken into custody at his home in the 1800 block of Delaney Court in reference to a straw purchase of a firearm. That's where an individual who had not passed the required background checks to buy a gun gets another person to make a proxy purchase of a firearm. Authorities say they served a search and seizure warrant at Brown's home and confiscated three long guns and handgun ammunition. Brown is charged with making a straw purchase to a prohibited person, unlawful sale of a regulated firearm, and other offenses. Frederick police were assisted in this operation by the Rockville Police and the ATF. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The federal recommendation is now for higher-risk people who got Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to get a third booster shot at least 6 months after the second.
People age 65 and older will get approved Pfizer boosters. Also, those age 50 to 64 with underlying health issues and people in the 18 to 64 age group with chronic health issues are okayed for a third Pfizer shot. Also, first responders who are already vaccinated.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Republican election audit in Arizona is expected expected to be delivered today. Matt Gulka with Fox 10 Phoenix has a draft copy of the report.
Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump in Maricopa County. The Cyber Ninja's forensic audit shows Biden actually got 99 more votes during their audit count, and Trump received 261 less votes after the recount.
The audit was supported by Arizona State Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
There are currently 49,000 adults in Frederick County who remain unvaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to County Executive Jan Gardner, who provided an update Thursday on the coronavirus pandemic. She said there are 31 COVID patients at Frederick Health Hospital, and 6 patients are in the intensive care unit.
The majority of patients are unvaccinated. The nurses, doctors, and other healthcare workers are certainly overworked, and they're weary because they've been dealing with this for about a year and a half. And they know vaccines could prevent most of the severe illness from the people they are struggling now to take care of.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Frederick County has a high level of COVID-19 transmission, and the agency is recommending everyone wear a mask, even those who are vaccinated. Gardner says the county's case rate is the highest among the big 8 populated counties in Maryland.
So my message today is don't let your guard down. Carefully consider whether you should be gathering in large groups inside. And outside events, while certainly safer than inside ones, still possess some risk, particularly if they're crowded.
Due to these developments, Gardner says county buildings will remain closed to the public except by appointment only. And everyone inside these buildings should continue wearing masks in public areas and shared office spaces. One bill in particular received a lot of support during a hearing on Tuesday on the Frederick County Council's legislative package.
The council is being asked to support the Climate Solutions Now Act, which is expected to come before the 2022 Maryland General Assembly. Linda Norris is executive director of Envision Frederick County.
It would mandate the state of Maryland to draw down statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 60% from 2006 levels and do this by 2030, and require Maryland to achieve net zero statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 2045.
It would also require the adoption of conservation requirements for buildings and establish tree planting goals. The council is expected to vote next week on whether to support this legislation during the upcoming General Assembly session. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930 WFMD. And at the Great Frederick Fair, a winning steer has been named. Ken Keeney, father of Jacob Keeney, who won Grand Champion Steers, said they knew they had a chance.
He's been showed a couple national shows this year, jackpot shows, and it's done really well. Our fair is later than most fairs, so it's a little harder here. You got to hold a steer off a little bit, so he still looks fresh at the end of the year. We didn't think it was a walk-in, walk-out, but we knew he'd be a contender.
He said his son put in a lot of work to having a winning steer.
Jake's a good kid. He's a hard worker, and he put all this work in himself. The last 2 weeks, he's been running around from farm to farm, helping a bunch of other kids. He's pretty good at fitting and showing, and he clipped probably about 8 or 9 steers for some other kids. He's proud he's my son.
The grand champion, named Q-Tip, will be sold at the fair this Saturday. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Tune into The Flatline every Sunday at 7 a.m. on 930 WFMD. Join Rick Hughes as he communicates clear and concise biblical principles designed to awaken the conscience of the hearers and remind them of age-old divine norms and standards. You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. The Flatline, Sundays on 930 WFMD.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Looking to make a career change? Want to work for a company with great medical benefits, including dental, vision, and 401k? Martin Brower, the area's leaders for food supply in the fast food industry, is now hiring CDLA truck drivers for local delivery. First-year salary, $88,000 to $115,000. Paid weekly. Delivering in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. Drivers will be home daily. Text MBJobs to 250-00 to apply today. Join the Martin Brower private fleet today and text MBJobs to 250-00 today.
You're listening to the best.
9:30.
It's right here.
WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express here on WFMD. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. Well, the oldest person to father a child? How old do you think, Ryan?
82.
Close, 96. He believed the reason he could still have children is that he has been a vegetarian his entire life.
Good for him.
Even though he died last year at the age of 103, or it was 104. Doesn't matter. that's 96.
Wow, that is impressive.
That is impressive, and he did it without, well, I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that question. He might have had a... I had a little help. Who knows?
Natural injection. I told you the New York Yankees broadcaster, John Sterling, had triplets at 78.
Yeah, you just like that guy.
I do like him.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep. All
just
right.
Like you.
738.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, we're going to get traffic and weather together coming up next in the Hall of Famer, Diana Gibson.
Yes.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We continue to see delays on 270 as you're moving through Frederick County from 70 and through Hyattstown. And then in Montgomery County, it starts right by Father Hurley Boulevard. You slow down. It's going to stay with you in through Gaithersburg to 124. 15 still is nice and steady. Leaving Frederick County, getting into Loudoun County, going through Luckett's and Leesburg. No problems. 340 eastbound, Harpers Ferry to Frederick. But 70 eastbound in Howard County. You're slowing after 32 to 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Diana, thank you. It's 7:39 now. Let's turn our attention to the MTA commute on this lovely Friday morning. Feels like fall in the air. There is frost on the grass. Kurt Kroenke, what's going on with the MTA this morning?
Yes, indeed, Ryan. And we are operating with a delay on 894, that train out of Frederick, left at 7:10, heading to a scheduled 8:52 arrival at Union Station, Washington, with a 10-minute delay. And we have train 880 scheduled to make a stop in Point of Rocks at 7:55, Dickerson at 8:03, Barnesville at 8:07. It's due in Union Station at 9:21. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Kirk Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Wow, nice outside. We've got sunshine in Frederick. And the temperature is really getting high right now. 50. At 50. Yesterday we were
5-0,
like,
right?
Right, 5-0. Not the police.
I'll be the big 5-0 in a couple of
really?
Like a couple of minutes. Yeah, it's my birthday today and I'm feeling good about things.
Oh, very nice. And you're going to be 50.
I'm going to be 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just the other day you turned like 45.
No,
right?
No, and I'll be at the
What great, is your age?
I'll be at the Great Frederick
What is
Fair.
Your age? How old are
I'll be
you
at the
really?
Great Frederick
how old
Fair
are
celebrating
you? Tell us how old you
the
are.
Big 5-0.
This is what everybody loves. People talking over each other every minute of the every hour of all radio stations. How old are you? 45?
It's 7:40. At WFMD. Tune in this Saturday at 8 a.m. for the Sports Medicine Center at MMI, our radio talk show that focuses on the most recent and relevant sports injuries that affect athletes ranging from the professional to the weekend warrior. It delivers an in-depth look at injuries that occur on the field as well as those that happen to us in everyday life. The Centers for Advanced Orthopedics, MMI Division Show.
He raids your fridge.
You're out of Barada.
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
Super Saturday. Save up to 75% off on all furniture at Ashley Home Store. Super Saturday. Ashley gives you the lowest prices, plus 60 months, no interest. Super Saturday. 11 hours only. This Saturday, 10 to 9 at Ashley Home Store in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Chambersburg.
And it is Today's Almanac, 7:42 at WFMD on the Morning News Express. And we look at the local events as brought to us by John Ashbery and all our yesterdays. September 24th, 1808. I remember it well. Mount St. Mary's College, now University and Seminary, was founded in Emmitsburg by Father John DuBois.
Dubois.
Okay. September 24th, 1881, a bell was procured for the Frederick County Courthouse steeple. And this building was destroyed by a suspicious fire in 1861. Today in 1855, John D. Hendrickson, latter a prominent Frederick businessman and president of the Frederick City Packing Company, was born in Baker's Valley near Buckeystown. He died May 21st, 1921 at his home on West 2nd Street in Frederick. Today in 1887, Dr. Eldred Moberly was born January 3rd, 1803, and who practiced medicine for six decades. He died in Newmarket. Today in 1935, Frederick City voters approved a $500,000 sewage bond issued in a special election. Today in 1977, Dr. Robert J. Wickenheiser, I think that's how you pronounce it, right? Wickenheiser became the 21st president of the aforementioned Mount St. Mary's College in Emmitsburg. He was 34 and the youngest man to ever hold that position, Bob. And then today in 2006, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Roman Catholic Church in Thurmont celebrated its 150th anniversary.
Well, 1869, this day became known as Black Friday as the price of gold rose to panic-causing heights. It happened when thousands of businessmen were ruined in a Wall Street panic after Jay Gould and James Fisk attempted to corner the gold market. Also on this date in history, 1991, children's book author Dr. Theodore Seuss Gazelle died at his home following a bout of mouth cancer. He was 87. Sci-Fi Channel was launched on this date back in 1992. The Federal Reserve put into circulation $2 billion in harder to counterfeit $20 bills back in 1998. President George Bush in 2001 froze the assets of 27 suspected terrorists and terrorist groups. Hurricane Rita made landfall in the United States, devastating Beaumont, Texas, and Louisiana back in 2001. 2007, very controversial speech given by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gave that speech on the Columbia campus. Pope Francis became the first pope to address the United States Congress in a speech. He named Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and Thomas Merton and Dorothy Day as his American heroes. Also on this date in history, in 2017, the NFL players kneeled, locked arms, and stood in their locker rooms during an anthem and protest against comments made by President Donald Trump. And speaking of Donald Trump, back in 2017, LeBron James called Donald Trump "your bum" in a tweet. And that, and then also on this date in 2019 was the first time that Nancy Pelosi announced that the formal impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. That's a look at your almanac of Free Talk 930 WFMD.
It is 7:45 right here on WFMD, the Morning News Express, with the Morning Mayor Bob Miller and yours truly, Ryan Hedrick. Continues right now with sports.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
Well, the Ryder Cup gets going today in Wisconsin and this week in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, to be exact, as the United States looks to bounce back from a tough defeat a few years ago. Here's Brooks Koepka.
I never said it was negative. Y'all spun that way. I never said it was negative. I said it was different. Like I said, I've never played any of these team events. I didn't play Walker Cup, didn't play Junior Ryder Cup, never played anything. So I said it's different, and that doesn't mean it's bad. Y'all spun it that way.
Brooks Koepka is a doesn't like the media, apparently. Matt Rhule, the Carolina Panthers coach, he'll take the win last night against the Texans 24-9, but he lost a star running back, Christian McCaffrey.
I don't know the severity level of it yet, to be quite honest with you. I just saw him in there. Obviously, I have to wait and see, kind of MRI it maybe or something to see, you'll see what the severity is.
It is a wait and see. The Orioles yesterday winners against the Rangers 3-0. Ryan Mountcastle went deep for the 31st time, 7:46, that's sports.
Good morning, WFMD News. Several firearms offenses have been filed against a Frederick man who was arrested on Wednesday. Police say 30-year-old Andre Brown was taken into custody at his home in the 1800 block of Delaney Court in reference to a straw purchase of a firearm. That's where an individual who had not passed the required background checks to buy a gun gets another person to make a proxy purchase of a firearm. On Thursday, an arrest warrant was issued for Brian Laundrie in Wyoming following a federal grand jury indictment. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming issued the warrant Wednesday related to Mr. Laundrie's activities following the death of Gabrielle Petito. The indictment alleges Laundrie knowingly and with the intent to defraud used an unauthorized debit card and obtained things of value aggregating to $1,000 or more between August 30th and September 1st. The investigation into Petito's death is ongoing, and the search for Laundrie continues at the Carlton Reserve in Florida. And for some Haitians hoping to get to the United States, the Biden administration's decision to release many people is a welcome relief. But it's a different story for those still in Mexico. U.S. border agents are allowing some into the U.S. with instructions to appear before an immigration office within 60 days. Others are being sent back to Haiti or they're heading back over the border to Mexico. Mexican immigration officials have started removing people from their side of the border and conducting pre-drawn raids of hotels and parks. Authorities are sending migrants out of town to southern Mexico and as far away as Guatemala. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD. Traffic and weather on the 8th.
We're getting reports this morning that the sun is so bright it can even be blinding in some instances, so use extra caution. 70 eastbound delays in Washington County. We're seeing them in between 65 and the Dual Highway in Frederick County from Mount Phillip Road to 270. And then in Howard County, debris reported in the roadway in between 97 and 32 with a slowdown in between 40 and 29. Delays on 270 southbound go from Frederick to Hyattstown and then from Germantown in through Gaithersburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Thank you, Todd. Right now, sunshine in Myersville, sunshine in Middletown, sunshine in New Market. I was just trying to do everybody with an M, and I figured with the Great Frederick Fair going on, we could have a Moo Market instead of New Market.
Yeah, it is actually 48 and cloudy on top of...
I got 51 right here.
In ZZ Top's bus.
Oh.
No, in ZZ Top's, it's 48 and cloudy. Elsewhere, it's sunny,
Jesus,
49.
Jesus, Chicago. It is bound for...
Going to Chicago.
You don't even know any ZZ Top songs. None. Except for the one
Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then she's got legs.
Yeah.
She knows how to use them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So nothing like, you know, the MTV awards that Ryan watches when he gets the, when they give the. You
hey,
know.
I turned 50 today.
Yeah. Hey, it's the, what time is it anyway?
It's 7:50.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Hey, it's Ryan Hedrick for my friends at Car Buying Outlet. And if you're looking to trade or sell your car, I'm excited to tell you about Car Buying Outlet. Car Buying Outlet will take away the stress and they'll buy your car today for top dollar. If you have a loan, no worries. Car Buying Outlet will pay off your creditor and write you a check for the difference. And today, it's Free Detail Friday. Bring your car in or refer a friend who is looking to sell their car and get a voucher for a free detail. That's Car Buying Outlet, located on Grove Road between Route 85 and 355. Car Buying Outlet.
930 WFMD Business Update.
Stocks jumping for a second straight day as fears about a crisis in China's property market eased and the Federal Reserve kept monetary stimulus in place, at least for now. The Dow up 506 points, the S&P higher by 53, the Nasdaq up 155. Today's gains pushing the major averages back into the green for the week. Earlier this week, concerns about a potential collapse of Chinese developer Evergrande Group spiked. But investors have come to believe the Chinese government won't allow the company to collapse. Salesforce, the big winner today after the cloud company raised full-year revenue guidance. Darden Restaurants, another gainer on positive earnings news. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has caught up with Nike Incorporated. The sneaker giant's revenue growth has been limited by supply chain disruptions and have slowed the production and delivery of shoes and other goods around the world. Nike on Thursday reported a revenue of $12.25 billion for the quarter and ended August 31st up 16% from a year earlier and essentially flat with a June quarter. Results were below expectations, according to Wall Street analysts, who were expecting about $12.47 billion. Nike executives and consumers' demand for the company's products remained strong, and the first fiscal quarter sales would have been higher if not for supply chain issues. They warned that production problems in Vietnam and Indonesia would hurt the company's short-term outlook. More than half of Nike's footwear and about a third of its apparel manufacturing occurs in Vietnam, where local authorities recently extended the lockdown until October 1st.
And Bob, three things you need to know about the world of business this morning. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed COVID-19 booster shots for millions of older or otherwise vulnerable Americans who received Pfizer vaccines. Hospitals and nursing homes in New York are bracing for the possibility that a statewide COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers could lead to staff shortages. And the Treasury Department says there's been good progress in the distribution of rental assistance to help avert evictions. And that is a look at your business headlines. 7:54. Let's get into the Sean Hannity Morning Minute, brought to you by our good friends at Hafer's Gunsmithing, your one-stop gun shop. Here's Sean.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We got all of this disaster going on at the border. A COVID disaster, you know, all of Joe Biden's making. Afghanistan, we abandon Americans and our allies and their families and green card holders. And Joe is, he's not doing a thing today. You know, they've already called a lid on the day. He's taking the day off. You know, he gets a 9:30 a.m. daily briefing, weekly economic briefing, have lunch with Vice President Kamala Harris, the border czar. And nothing on his public schedule today. Nothing. I mean, I can't even explain this to you. You know, it's another rest day for Joe. Joe's tired. I guess he's worn out.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
All right, the school year is getting started for millions across the nation. Chances are your child's learning environment is not going to be a perfect one. Now, Acelus Power Homeschool, they have become the answer for both schools and for parents that have decided to bring their child's classroom either partially home or for full-time homeschooling. Now, parents worry that their kids are getting behind in math because schools had to close last year, and other parents worry if their kids are on track to read at their grade level. And now we're worried again that our kids might face disruptions this school year. Now, at powerhomeschool.org, it's one word. You're going to see how parents can control their children's education by offering online courses at home taught by some of America's greatest teachers. Now, it's especially effective if your student is struggling or students with learning disabilities. If you are considering homeschooling or looking to fill any gaps at home, please visit powerhomeschool.org. That's powerhomeschool.org today.
Hi, this is Becca with Hafer's Guns, and I have a secret. We're expecting!
Are you kidding me?
Not a baby, silly. A new location.
Oh, thank baby Jesus.
Hafer's Guns is proud to welcome a Falling Waters, West Virginia location to the family. Please join us to celebrate October 1st and October 2nd for our grand opening. Two fantastic locations.
It's bigger.
Hafer's Guns, proud to be the best gun shop in the tri-state area. 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown, and now 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia. Hafer's Guns, your one-stop gun shop.
Pew pew.
Now available on all HD radios at 99.9 FM on HD2. WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning. It's Bob and Ryan on a TGIF day and getaway day for the Morning Mayor.
Yeah. You know, The Sopranos prequel. The Many Saints of Newark premiered in New York City, Bob.
Oh.
And lucky enough.
Oh.
Man, lucky enough.
Were we there?
We were there.
We were there.
WFMD microphones are always there.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we picked up.
And now, movie reviews with a guy who definitely isn't in the mafia.
Oh, today I'm going to be reviewing The Sopranos movie, The Many Saints of Newark. This movie was really great. I don't know if it was accurate or not, though, because I work in sanitation. Anyway, I love the part where that one guy took that thing and beat the other guy with it. I'm not sure if that's what really goes on in the mafia, because, like I said, I work in sanitation. And I really liked when the guy had a gumar, which I guess is mafia speak for mistress. Again, not sure. I'm a happily married man. Who works in sanitation. I give this film 5 gabagools, which I guess is some sort of deli meat that mafia guys eat. But how would I know? Don't accuse me of being in the mafia. You, definitely won't sleep with the fishes over here.
This has been Movie Reviews with a Guy Who Definitely Isn't in the Mafia.
That is one of the greatest reviews, taking his cues from Siskel and Ebert of yesteryear.
Well, what do we know? We work in sanitation.
We work in sanitation at 7:58.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Slowing on 270 southbound. We're seeing delays this morning in Frederick County from Baker Valley Road into Hyattstown and then from Germantown to Gaithersburg. 15 northbound, you're under speed. Jefferson Street to 7th Street. Boy, is the sunshine bright this morning, and watch out for it in some locations. It could be blinding. We're seeing delays in Washington County from 65 to Route 40 in Frederick County, Mount Phillip Road to 270, and then in Howard County. Debris reported after 97 traveling 70 eastbound with a delay in between 40 and 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Your 930 WFMD sky scan forecast. It says it's going to be beautiful today. 72, great day for the Great Frederick Fair. Go out and see plenty of kids today after 9 o'clock. And we're coming up 8 o'clock. Fresh fruit next hour right here on